It's not unusual for a former occupant of the White House to go out on the lecture circuit, but it is unusual for three of them, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and Michelle Obama, to be out on tour all at the same time. And for the organizer of their tours to not be a speaker's bureau or publishing house. Instead, it's Live Nation, the entertainment company normally associated with arena rock, then the political arena. Here and Now media analyst John Carroll rocks in all arenas. John, why is Live Nation getting into politics?
Well, there's money there. They're looking at the convergence of politics and celebrity, which has been going on for years now. Back in the 80s, political consultant Paul Begala said, Washington is Hollywood for ugly people. That's not true anymore. I mean, it's just Hollywood East at this point.
And the interesting thing is, and we're going to play a little bit of sound here now, Live Nation seems to be promoting Michelle Obama and the Clintons in a similar way to how they'd promote somebody like Taylor Swift. Let's listen.
Join President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton in an up-close and personal live event. Witness a one-of-a-kind conversation discussing the important moments in modern history, how they shaped our world today.
John, can you speak that low?
Maybe no, I can't.
Only in the morning, maybe. So give us some more details about the Clinton events. It sounds by that voice like they'd be very expensive.
They can be very expensive. It's a 13-city tour, mostly in friendly territory. Live Nation says it's on-stage conversations with the two sharing stories and inspiring anecdotes for $59 to as high as $2,000. You can participate.
So that's even more than Taylor Swift.
It can be, yeah. The VIP packages are pretty expensive.
And there's merch?
There's not merchandise for the Clintons. They're not out there selling a book or a charity. They're selling themselves, basically. I mean, Bill Clinton had that book with James Patterson, but that's kind of old news. What they're doing is promoting themselves to greater or lesser degree. They haven't been selling out the venues, but they've been getting reasonable crowds.
How about Michelle Obama?
Michelle Obama is a total rock star. She's on a 10-city tour that is taking her all over the country. And she's got all kinds of sponsorships. She's got merchandise. She's got a Find Your Flame and Keep It Lit candle for $35. This is basically a celebrity entertainment tour as much as it is a book tour.
Is the money generated, any of it going to charity, or is it all going to Live Nation and the speakers?
The Live Nation says 10% of ticket sales are going to community groups in the cities that Michelle Obama is appearing in. They're also giving tickets out to those groups, some free tickets out to those groups, so that those people can experience the evening as well.
So why is this happening? How does it benefit Michelle Obama and the Clintons to have Live Nation promoting the tour? Because it costs them money to pay Live Nation, obviously.
Live Nation gets part of the revenue. But, they are looking at themselves as able to sell out big venues. And if you go into a big venue, you need somebody who can handle the logistics of that. And Live Nation is the one that does that kind of promotion.
And so at this point, do you think it's something that we're talking about Democrats doing it? Is it something that well-known Republican politicians might do as well?
Well, there's only one Republican politician who can sell out those arenas, and he's got Trump Nation, so I don't think he needs Live Nation at all.
John Carroll, Here and Now media analyst. We'll have a link to his Campaign Outsider blog at our website, hereandnow.org. Thank you, John.
Thank you.